This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a hump day. We still have, man, Mitt Romney's got a challenger. It looks like, oh, the illegals aren't on the organ transplant list. Another reason to move to a red state. Monkeypox is back. And apparently, according to The Atlantic, Latinos can be white supremacists. All that and more is still to come. But first, before we get to emails, which we'll get to, and our friend Maria Salazar is sadly in the news, it is time for us to put in a little bit of work tonight. Very, very little bit of work. Don't worry. You see, rarely, I don't like to do this often because it would get too repetitive and it would lose its juice. But every now and then, something comes across my desk and it makes me upset. And I think that somebody should feel some level of heat for it. And I know you will feel the same way. So there's someone who needs to hear from you tonight. Now, I need to clarify, when I say hear from you, do keep in mind, no threats, nothing illegal at all. Shoot, I wouldn't even recommend you cuss. I mean, you can. I'm not your dad, but you can be quite forceful with what you say. But no threats, nothing illegal. You hear me? In Louisiana, well, you know what? I'll read it. It's from my buddy Greg Price. He's great on this stuff. After passing the House, this is in Louisiana State, not America, the House in Louisiana. After passing the House, a bill in Louisiana that would have banned pediatric sex changes just failed in the Senate Health and Welfare Committee because Republican State Senator Fred Mills voted with Democrats to kill it. Greg goes on to say, one look at his donors shows massive contributions from Big Pharma, which gets rich off of giving these drugs to kids. I'm not going to go over it again because I went over it last night and it just sickened me to even say it. I'm glad I told you. I don't regret it, but I described in a little more detail last night what these surgeries are, these mutilations, what they're doing to children in this nation. And a Republican in a Republican state just stopped a ban on them. How many young boys are going to be mutilated for life because of Fred Mills? How many young girls are going to be mutilated for life, lives ruined because of Fred Mills? You remember that audio we played you one time of that young lady who had, they tried to make her a boy, I think at the age of 14, and she came back around, and now she was just talking about in the audio how sad she was that she was never going to be able to nurse a child, that she would never experience that. Like, that's what these people do. And that's going to be legal in Louisiana because of Fred Mills. So I think we should let Fred Mills know what we think about that. The phone number for the office for Fred Mills is 337-845-4240. 337-845-4240. Or maybe you'd like to email him, but the email is, it's all kinds of complicated to get out on the radio, but here it is. Mills F, that's Mike India Lima Lima Sierra Frank at, you know, the at symbol, Legis Lima Echo Golf India Sierra period LA Lima Alpha period gov. I would recommend call, but you can do whatever you want. But Fred Mills, I think that Fred Mills should probably hear what we think about these things being done to children in America. I think Fred Mills should think about what we, or should hear about what we think about big pharma donations to him and his campaign taking precedent over that 13-year-old girl who's about to have her life destroyed by her mom, thanks to Fred Mills. So, anyway, there you go. I am positive he will be a very busy man for tonight and the next couple days, as they always are whenever we do things like this. We are never going to stop. We're never going to stop doing activism on this show. If that's not your thing, fine. You should know we actually really believe in what we're doing here. And we really believe in this country. And we believe in anti-communism all the way. So that's what we're going to do. All right? All right. Now, you know Maria Salazar,
right? You know,
right?
Freedom is not free.
The Maria Salazar who, well, she's got a permanent spot on our soundboard because she's so brain dead. This is what she said.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
That is a brain dead human being. A puddle-deep, walking bumper sticker who knows nothing about everything, about anything. And she has now joined with a Democrat, Escobar, a Democrat House member, Escobar from Texas, and it's an amnesty bill. Now, of course, when they talk about it, they talk about sealing the border, but just understand when you listen to this, this is amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants.
What we're saying is that we're going to stop catch and release. We're going to seal the border. We're going to create all the technology that it's out there. I don't care whether it's a barrier, a levee, a tower, a drone, an infrared.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to start this again because it makes me laugh every time. Listen to how little she obviously knows about any of this stuff, the technology. We're going to put drones, just everything, all the technology.
What we're saying is that we're going to stop catch and release. We're going to seal the border. We're going to create all the technology that it's out there. I don't care whether it's a barrier, a levee, a tower, a drone, an infrared camera. We're not experts, but we do know that the border needs to be sealed.
I would disagree with the term sealed.
Okay, so sealed
it
is not
better
the verb,
managed.
And then it's secured. Secured the border.
This lady is an idiot. We have the dumbest people on the planet leading the country. We really do. Think about, I mean, how often do we make fun of Senator Cucumber or President Poopy Pants? Or look, we played her a little bit earlier, Cori Bush. Think about this. This human being has say over your life.
I can only imagine the number of my constituents who are unknowingly being poisoned by their gas stove in the state that it is without this proposed rule being in effect.
We have the dumbest people on the planet leading the country. You know what? We have to move on. I can't dwell on this right now, but there's our girl. There's Maria Salazar coming through in a pinch. Dear Scribble Master, that's not very nice. Did the powers that be limit your book tour to four cities after they saw what your signature looked like? Okay, that's not very nice. All right, there's nothing wrong with my signature. What, Chris? Not every signature has to look like John Hancock. It's a quick signature. These people, you know what I think? Whenever I see somebody with one of these long, beautiful signatures, women do this all the time. Their signatures are like a thing of beauty out there. You know what I see? Someone who hasn't had to sign very much stuff. That's what I see. These signatures, it's ridiculous. There's nothing wrong with my handwriting either. Everyone's making fun of me for my handwriting. I admit it's not the straightest in the world. And sometimes the letters differ in size quite a bit. And some of the letters can be hard to understand, but it's also not the worst thing I've ever seen either. I think people are taking that way too far. Way too far. Now, that brings me to this. Remember COVID lockdowns? Remember the masking? The standing 6 feet away? Remember all that? Listen to this.
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Thousands of families lead lives largely separate from modern America. The Amish are a Christian group that emphasizes the virtuous over the superficial. And during the COVID-19 outbreak, they became subjects in a massive social and medical experiment.
So it's safe to say there was a whole different approach here in this community when coronavirus broke out.
Absolutely.
Than many other places.
Absolutely. There's three things the Amish don't like, and that's government. They won't get involved in government. They don't like the public education system. They won't send their children to education. And they also don't like the health system. Well, those three things are all part of what COVID is.
After a short shutdown last year, the Amish chose a unique path that led to COVID-19 tearing through at warp speed. Lapp says they weren't denying coronavirus. They were facing it head on.
It's a worse thing to quit working than dying. But to shut down and say that we can't go to church, we can't get together with family, we can't see our old people in the hospital, we got to quit working. You're working, it's going completely against everything that we believe.
Steve Nolt is a scholar on Amish and Mennonite culture and Mennonite himself. He's studying Amish news publications to analyze community-wide trends.
So are you saying as of about May of 2020, things kind of went back to normal in the Amish community?
Yeah, it's kind of by the middle of May, it's sort of like back to a typical behavior again.
That also meant avoiding hospitals.
I know of some cases in which Amish people like refused to go to the hospital, even when they were very sick, because if they went there, they wouldn't be able to have visitors. And it was more important to be sick, even very sick, at home and have the ability to have some people around you than to go to the hospital and be isolated.
Then last March, remarkable news. The Lancaster County Amish were reported to be the first community to achieve herd immunity, meaning a large...
Would you look at that? I love Amish people so much. Now, granted, you should know, full disclosure, I have Amish in my blood. My grandfather on my mother's side, my grandpa Hank, God rest his soul, was Amish. But I love those people. And how about that? Herd immunity. Let it go through society. And it worked out just fine. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? Let's talk about your towels. I don't even want to talk about COVID anymore. I want to talk about your towels because your towels suck. All right, that's not fair, probably. Maybe you have decent towels, but you know they're old. You know they're starting to smell. You know you bought them from one of these garbage big box store commie companies, and you know you're ready for an upgrade. You deserve an upgrade. You deserve to dry off your body and wash your body with one of the greatest things ever, a six-piece towel set from MyPillow, made with USA cotton, completely soft, softest freaking things ever. And they're normally $99.98, except right now, They're $25. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, and use the promo code Jesse, and you get a six-piece towel set. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for $25. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I want to remind you that on Monday, we will be here. All right? We will be here. It's a very, very different show than our normal show. There's not near as much laughing and joking and stuff like that, as you can imagine. There aren't any live ads, anything like that. I know most people take that day off, but we have always viewed Memorial Day as being a sacred day in this country. And we will spend the entire show, all 3 hours, doing, you know how we do Medal of Honor Mondays? We're going to do the other awards, like Silver Star, Navy Cross, because some of those are jaw-dropping. We're going to do the ones where guys lost their lives. And I'll probably do a pretty decent amount of history on that day as well, kind of the history around the different battles and things like that. So Monday, Memorial Day, it's a sacred day. And just as a PSA, you're going to hear this from me more than once between now and Monday, and you'll hear it on Monday as well. Remember, I understand we are a nice people, and I understand you are nice. But oftentimes, niceness can ruin things and it can water things down. Memorial Day is not Veterans Day. Veterans have their day. We have our day. It's not First Responders Day. Memorial Day is for those who gave their life for this nation in combat. All right? And training, obviously. That's what Memorial Day is. And the guys who gave it all, the ladies who gave it all for this nation, they deserve a sacred day that is not watered down. So I know the reason you do this is you're nice. I know the reason you do the wishing everyone all the fallen a happy Memorial Day, and to all of our veterans who serve, and to firefighters and police, and first responders. I know you do that out of politeness and niceness, but as is so often the case, that politeness and niceness is actually the rudest thing in the world. You're watering down a day that is sacred. That is a sacred day. The only people you can truly thank on Memorial Day are the families they left behind. If you know, let's say, a Gold Star widow that day or something like that, might be a good day to bring her, I don't know, a casserole. Do people still bring casseroles, or did I just make myself sound old? I don't know, something. But those are the only people you can actually thank that day. It's a day where we honor the fallen. And we will sit here for 3 hours that day, and we will honor the fallen. All right? All right. Before we get to these emails, back to the Janet Yellen thing. You know, she's, you know, telling everybody everyone's going to die. Matt Gaetz and Byron Donalds went off on her. It was great.
Everybody's relying on Janet Yellen to tell us this magical day. Show us. Show us the math.
I no longer trust, like, the Obi-Wan Kenobi of wrong answers on the economy to be able to tell me when the default occurs.
I got to give credit to Matt Gaetz. That is pretty funny. All right. Now, Jesse. Been listening to the show for around a year. I work for an accounting firm that does valuation on land and multifamily housing. Our company's general ledger came out for the week, but this one stuck out. The first thing on the ledger was an article about Pride Month for the month of June. Detailed article explains the history of Pride and glorifies President Clinton and all the other stuff. And the next article is a small paragraph about Memorial Day. We do get the day off, but I find it interesting how there was way more information about Pride Month than Memorial Day. Now, and he goes on to say, how did we get to this point? Well, it's very simple. It's actually very simple. It's very horrible, but it's very simple. Here's why. Why does Pride Month get a whole page, and the fallen, why do they get a little mini paragraph? Well, because this country is now run by people who want to tear it apart and burn it down. Well, if you want to tear the country apart, if that's your goal, if you want to burn it down, then you would value all the LGBTQ stuff way more than you would value some sucker who fought for this place and tried to save it and make it better. The pride people, they're given a more prominent position in this society because the people who lead the society now hate the society. That sucks. Obviously, that's not ideal. That's not where you want to be as a nation, but it's not more complicated than that. It's simply what it is. All right? All right. Now, let's talk about where to put your money before Janet Yellen and the rest of us drive us off, and the rest of them drive us off a fiscal cliff. What do we do with our money, though? I'd still like to retire one day, wouldn't you? I'd like to retire. I think that would be nice. So I'd like to invest my money in something that's not the stock market. So what do? Things you can touch and feel. Real estate. Real estate. Forget about that old way of thinking. You remember we had the hedge fund guy on who said, nope, not the market. Things you can touch and feel. Done for you real estate handles this for you. What they do, they find the best markets. They find the best properties in the best markets. And they handle everything. The paperwork, the financing, the insurance. They handle the rental process. They manage the closing. They do it all. What do? Well, you do the same thing you used to do when you put all your money in the stock market. You sit back and watch your money grow. DoneForYouJesse.com. DoneForYouJesse.com. They know what they're doing. These are the guys I trust. I told you a long time ago I was going to find us a real estate company, and I found them. DoneForYouJesse.com. All right? We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I hope they will get to some emails here in just a second. I might even take some calls in a little bit. Those have been fun. 877-377-4373. But corporate bankruptcies are up. How up? Well, they're the highest since they've been since 2010. Yeah, the whole recession thing, the really severe recession thing. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because what are you going to do? What do you want me to do about it? What are you going to do about it? What are we going to do? Sit back and cry? That's basically all we could do at this point in time. Just another reminder to you to prepare as much as you possibly can. Now's not the time to take on extra debt. Now's not the time to do some dumb things. Just keep your head down, all right? Sorry, let's get through some emails. I've been bad about that this week. Jesse, I've heard Texas Rhinos voted down a state bill that would have required the Ten Commandments to be posted in schools. Are red states not as red as we hope? Well, no. This is why I scream all the time about I need you actual anti-communists in blue states. I need you to get out, and I need you to move to Texas and Arkansas and Idaho and Florida and all the other wonderful red states, because our GOPs in red states are pathetic. They're pathetic because they've been allowed to be pathetic, because they've been able to be pathetic. You go to Texas here, you come to a place like Texas, and obviously the whole place isn't blue, the whole place isn't red, the urban areas are blue, but these guys are pathetic because normie norms, they're Texas, they're Republicans, they simply go out to the polls on election day. Oh, look, Herb, I'm Republican. And they pencil in the Republicans. And they're never attacked. And they're never run out of office. And what's happened is, over time, they grow soft because they know they can grow soft. That's really what it comes down to. That's why some of our reddest states have the most embarrassing senators out there. Both of them from South Carolina. One of them from Texas. Friggin' Utah has Mitt Romney. Do you know how red Utah is? It's one of my favorite states in the union. It might be the prettiest state in the union, and I will see you soon for the book tour, Utah, remember. But Mitt Romney? What? Why? Oh, and I should announce there is a guy, Trent Skaggs, has announced he's jumping in to primary Mitt Romney. Now, full disclosure, I heard about Trent Skaggs today. So Don't consider this me jumping behind Trent Skaggs, but if I read Trent Skaggs' bio and I inquire with my people about Trent Skaggs and he is anywhere to the right of AOC, we will be backing him in a primary against Mitt Romney. The GOP in red states especially does not take primaries seriously. They either go out and vote for the same loser who's already there, or they don't go vote at all. No big deal. The Democrat won't be elected. And as a result, they have the worst GOPs in the state. If you go to a blue state, if you go to Massachusetts is actually a really cool state and it friggin' sucks that it's blue. But if you go to a blue state like Massachusetts has a better GOP than Texas does. These Texas state legislatures, and it goes to our national figures too, the senators you would know, Cornyn mainly, but these Texas state legislatures, Louisiana state legislatures, things like that, when they go sit down and they have a legislative session, they don't feel anti-communists like you and me breathing down their necks. They feel that no matter what they do, the normie norms, I only watch Fox News every night for 10 hours. They're going to go out and they're going to vote for John Cornyn again. And they're going to vote for the same dork who's in there again. Yes, I need you to leave your blue state for a bunch of different reasons, to save you the legal trouble, to deprive your state of more representation in Washington, D.C. There's a million different reasons I need you to leave, but I'll be honest, and I've been honest with you about that. It's selfish reasons, too. We need help in Texas. You look at Texas or Florida, again, this applies to anywhere. You look at these red states and you think, man, it must be great there. We don't do near enough anti-communism in Texas. Not near. And yeah, we were a lot better than someplace like California during COVID, someplace like New York during COVID. There's no question we were a lot better than those places. But our governor here, Greg Abbott, quote, Republican, Greg Abbott was having salon owners arrested for opening up their salon to cut hair to pay bills. I remember when Greg Abbott, this is like after something like a year after COVID came out, Greg Abbott was issuing guidance to the restaurants like he was some kind of benevolent god. Okay, you're allowed to be at 75% capacity now. Who exactly do you think you are? You're allowed? Excuse me? You're allowed? You're allowing this? What? These red states? States like mine? We need help, man. We need help. We need you blue state GOPers who actually have guts. Because none of them have guts here. It's horrible. Jesse, what's the story of the $75 shots on Buck's Tab? Okay, I can't believe this story is coming back again. And one, it wasn't Buck's Tab. But I realize Clay and Buck, there's this lady, Charlie, who just got hired by Outkick, Clay's company. And she was there that night, so they had her on, and they ended up telling a story, and my honor was besmirched during this story because they lied again about exactly what happened. So let's clarify on what exactly happened with me, Clay, Buck, the $75 shots in the works. Okay. Buck had a big engagement party. Buck Sexton of the Clay and Buck Show. He's my buddy. Clay's my buddy. And Buck is also a New Yorker. He's a lifelong New Yorker. That's who he is. So the engagement party was in New York City. Well, as you well know, you don't have to twist my arm to go to New York City. I live and die for New York City. Shout out to the great 710 WOR, by the way. I love New York City. So cruised on up to New York City, me and the wife, went to Buck's engagement party. Had a blast of an engagement party. Then everybody went home. Well, me, Clay, and Buck are hanging afterwards, and we're thinking, hey, let's go grab a beer somewhere. And I, even though I hate eating outside, I know this is weird. If the weather is good, I love a good rooftop bar. Clay's, now I don't know New York City that well. All right. I know where to get a good gyro. I know some basics, but Clay knows it better than I do. Clay and Buck both know it better than I do. Someone, I forget who, suggested this place, and I forget the name of the place. I think it starts with an R. I don't remember. Clay will remember. Buck will remember for sure. They said, hey, let's go to this place. They've got a rooftop bar. We'll have a beer. We'll just talk about life. We were talking about life and radio and all kinds of other stuff. So we head up to this rooftop bar. This lady, Charlie, was already well, it's a long story. Anyway, she was there as well. Charlie comes and sits down with us. Me, Clay, Buck, and Charlie. Now, I need to clarify. There's a backstory to this that I need to pause on for a moment, because this will help set up this story. Oh, shoot. I did not realize we're up against the break. I will give you the backstory, and then I'll finish this story and the lies that have been put on my name by Clay and Buck, my former friends, in a minute. 877-377-4373. Before I get to the backstory and then the real story, let us get to Hero Gun. And I actually just wanted to just say tonight that I'm very, very impressed. And thank you. I talked to Hero Gun, talked to the people at Hero Gun. You keep going out and buying these things for your daughters and your sons. And that's really, as you've been able to tell, that's really what's on my mind. Young people who get sent away from home. Oftentimes they're on college campuses. They obviously can't carry a gun. Oftentimes they're not comfortable with guns. Lots of younger people are not. But you, a parent, you, a mom, you, a dad, you've wanted your son, you've wanted your daughter to have something on them that will stop a very bad man from hurting them. And that's a Hero Gun. That's a Hero Arrow. Hero Gun shoots pepper balls. Hero Arrow's a little smaller, shoots pepper gel. And you send me these stories. I bought one for all my daughters. I bought one for my son and daughter. I bought one for my mom. And man, well done. You don't need a concealed carry permit. All you have to do is go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse. You get a special discount. So good job and well done. All right. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, what is that song? You play that a lot. What is it? Oh, that's the Green Grass and High Time. So, oh, of course, never mind. Of course you played a lot. I think we all know why. 877-377-4373. Okay, we're getting back to the $75 tequila shot story, and then we'll talk about illegal immigrants not getting organ transplants and Latinos being white supremacists. All right, so I need to do a background. We're going to do a way back. Pause on the me, Clay, and Buck in New York City thing. I have dinner one night with the Suits. The Suits, the iHeart Suits, they fly into Houston, and they take me out for a steak. And we go out for a steak, and it's standard company dinner, steaks, a lot of laughs, steaks, drinks. Well, my buddy Luis is Mexican. Mexican as it gets. He is a tequila guy. And I need to clarify something about me, because I know we have a bunch of new listeners. I'm white trash. I can't help it. People yell at me. People act like it's something I can fix. But white trash cannot be fixed. It cannot be washed off. I grew up in a construction family. My dad was in construction. His dad was in construction. I was born on the Ohio River. We ate Cheese Whiz, and I still do. I still eat Velveeta. I can't change being white trash. I do not have expensive tastes in things, because we didn't ever have anything expensive. I got a frozen pizza for Christmas one year. That's just how we grew up. So my buddy Luis, he runs a little company, real good company, and he loves not only tequilas, expensive ones. Well, I've never had an expensive tequila. When I was a kid, tequila meant some idiot bought you a shot at Jose Cuervo. Oh, I know. So I just assumed all tequila was kind of rough around the edges, not really my thing. He busts out this bottle one night of Casas Dragones tequila. And he says, hey, you need to try this. And I said, no, dude, I don't like tequila. He said, yes, you do. Trust me. I said, no, dude, I don't like tequila. I've had some tequila before. He said, Jesse, you've had Jose Cuervo. You need to try some of this. He pours me half a finger. It was a quarter of an inch. And I had a sip of it. It was some of the smoothest, most delicious stuff ever. I said, oh, my gosh, Casas Dragones. All right, now fast forward to the meeting with the Suits. Sitting down with the Suits. And we were talking about, hey, what kind of steak do you like? What do you want us to drink? What do you want to do this? And I brought up to one of the Suits, actually had a premiere. I don't know if she would allow me to use her name, but I adore her. Her name's Julie. And I bring up to Julie, I said, hey, I had this tequila that was delicious at my buddy's house the other night. Now, keep in mind, I've never bought this. All I've had is one drink at my buddy's house. And I loved it so much, I took a picture of it. And she said, oh, really? What was it? And I pull up my phone like we do, and I said, it's that right there. And she throws her head back and starts laughing. And I said, what in the heck is so funny? Bob Pittman is the big cheese, the president of iHeart, the big, big, big cheese, right? Apparently, Casa Stregones is his tequila company. And my buddy, so I know it's a weird coincidence, but that was my experience with it. She said, no way, that's Bob Pittman's tequila. And then he sent me a bottle of it for Christmas time because I'm a world famous radio host, Chris. Anyway, sent me a bottle of it. So again, I've had it. I've never bought it. All right. I've never bought it. I didn't know how much it cost. Now fast forward to meeting Buck and Clay in New York City. We go up to this rooftop place after Clay's engagement party. We just get a beer. And this Charlie girl comes over and we're all sitting around this rooftop bar having a beer. And I admit this part is on me. This part is on me. I suggested, well, we should get a shot of that fancy tequila stuff, which is really dumb and immature. We're 40. What are we doing? But I thought, oh, forget it. It's a celebration night. That was more my thinking. It's a celebration. It's an engagement party. Let's get the man a shot of something good. And I said, oh, let's get that Casa Stregones tequila. We'll get a few shots of that. I think it was four shots of that. We'll get four shots of Casa Stregones tequila. To which Buck jumps in, because Buck apparently has bought it before and is a little bit less, quite a bit less white trash than me. And he says, Jesse, how did he phrase it? I think he said, Jesse, you know, that's like a mortgage payment, right? You know, that's an expensive shot. And I knew he was exaggerating with the mortgage payment thing. Now, I need to rewind to me, white trash Jesse. What's an expensive shot, Chris, Michael? I need you to shoot me straight here. What's an expensive shot to you? Okay, Chris said 40. Michael, you'd say 40? Okay, again, that's a little weird. An expensive shot to me would be $15. $10, $15, that would be an expensive shot. That I'm used to Marine Corps bars where it would be, you know, $3 shots of this where you'd do something dumb with your buddies. I would consider $15 to be an expensive shot. I was never told how expensive these shots were. I was never told. There was not a label on it. It's one of those types of places that didn't label anything. Yeah, I know, Chris, if you have to ask the price, you probably can't afford it. That great JP Morgan line. But I figured it's okay. It's okay. It's $15. It's okay. It turns out they were $75 per shot. Per shot. $75 per shot. Now, also in my defense, again, I didn't know how much they were. In my defense, I felt so bad, and you know how painful this was to me. I felt so bad that I reached into my pocket to pay when the bill came. But Clay had already pulled out his wallet and decided he was going to pay. So this thing is taken on mythical proportions, like I did something rude or something. No, that's not what happened at all. Okay. I'm completely innocent in this scenario and I stand by me firmly. All right. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. If you want to weigh in on the shots or DeSantis getting in or Trump or anything else, there won't be another shot for any of that this week. If you want to weigh in on Memorial Day, I also need to clarify, I brought up Memorial Day earlier. There won't be any calls for Memorial Day, but there will be this. We try to do this every year. Now, this has gotten bigger, so I need to temper expectations. If you have somebody who died in military service, whether training or combat, if you have somebody who died in military service, a friend, someone you serve with, someone you know, aunt, uncle, whatever the case may be, you can email me in their name and rank, and we will try to read every name that is emailed in during that show. I used to promise that we would email every name, but the show has gotten too big for that. I can't promise that. I will try, okay? Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And we will do your calls 877-377-4373 next. Before we do that, let's get you prepped and ready. It's time to do some prep work. Everyone buys ammo. It's not hard to convince a dude, hey, go get some ammo. Go get a gun. It's not hard to convince a dude of that. Then you tell someone to go buy food and they don't do it. Why? Because it's not sexy. No one likes to. No one, when their buddies come over, takes them back and shows them, hey, here's my emergency 3-month food kit. You show them your weapons. You show them your ammo. Food's more important than ammo. It's more important than the gun. If you starve to death, none of the rest of that matters. You need 3 months worth of food in your home. Emergency food, non-perishable food. Everyone does. My Patriot Supply knows this. They've been selling 3-month emergency food kits for a long, long time. They'll ship free, they'll ship fast, and they're $200 off right now. But you have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com to get them. Preparewithjessekelly.com. They partnered with the show. Get your emergency 3-month food kit. We'll discuss Latinos being white supremacists, your phone calls, 877-377-4373, and more next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.